Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. We all know masturbation is pretty great, right? Well, in today's show, we're talking about how to make it even better. That's right. It can get better, your masturbation routine, but it takes some work. But I promise you, it's the most pleasurable work you can do, and I'll walk you through it. Thanks for listening. By now, you all know me pretty well. You know I love new experiences, but I have my favorite things that I always come back to because I know I can trust them. I can't think of a better example than the magic wand. If you've been listening, you might remember that I actually had a hole drilled in my nightstand, so my magic wand was always plugged in and ready right when I needed it. That's a pretty big commitment. And I thought it was pretty ingenious. But anyway, before you go destroying your furniture, consider this. The trusted magic wand is now available in a rechargeable version, delivering all that power of the original plus the mobility of a completely cordless design. The Magic Wand Rechargeable also features 4 intensity levels and 4 great vibration patterns. For more than 30 years, a trusted magic wand from Vibratex has been just about everyone's go-to massager, from its perfect size to the high-quality construction and materials. It's no wonder why the magic wand is considered the Cadillac of all vibrators. If you don't own one yet, don't live without the magic wand another day. And if you do own one, you need to try the rechargeable. Go to sexwithemily.com and click on the magic wand banner to order yours.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out the content we put out every day, because we want you to have better sex and relationships. And also, you can subscribe to our podcast, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. It's all at Sex with Emily, and Facebook, because we do put out great content. We give away toys, and all of our stuff is pretty damn good and funny, so follow it.
I have a quick question, because I had something going on with some websites that I'm involved in, right? Mm-hmm. It's nothing sexual, but okay. The websites were blocked at work. Now, does EmilyMorris.com still go to sexwithemily.com?
No, it used to.
Oh, damn.
Why? You were trying to get sex?
No, I was just wondering because, you know, if somebody might be afraid to type in sexwithemily.com, maybe they can go to EmilyMorris.com.
We did that for a while. Yeah. It was a redirect, but it would still get dinged. It didn't work.
It did?
Oh, yeah, it didn't work.
Damn.
It didn't work. I know. I get blocked like on airplanes.
Yeah.
Can't go to my site. I'm so hurt.
Haters are going to hate.
Don't
be afraid, though, to type in sexwithemily.com, because you're not going to get, like...
You're not going to get dick
pics. It's not going to be, yeah, like, you porn or something like that, where it's just, like, animated wieners going all over the place.
No, it looks like a lifestyle website. That's right. It is a lifestyle website. It's clean and pretty.
Yeah, that's great.
A little bit of anal sex, though.
How's your personal life going?
My personal life is good. I met somebody in San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's coming to visit for a day.
Cool.
Yeah, which is perfect.
Yeah, you love that.
Okay. And I met him in my training, the Celeste and Danielle Somatica work training. Remember, they were on the show. We talked about this a little bit, and I'll be getting into it more over the next... Right now, I'm still processing, but over the next few months about this kind of work I'm doing that's really, I think, going to help everyone, help myself, help others, help you, Menace, work a lot with sexual energy and your feelings and emotions and all that good stuff.
Cool.
And we just moved to offices, which was killer. We have been moving out a lot of sex toys. It's really all 99% of it is.
I've been hearing about this move forever.
It's been going on for a month. So I'm bored. Yeah. Okay, what's up with you? Tell me everything.
I have a couple things going on.
Oh.
Believe it or not, there's a lot of Sex with Emily listeners in Los Angeles. And I get surprised every day. I'll be walking down the street and I'll bump into one. But I'm asking a big favor for all the local Los Angeles Sex with Emily listeners. On Saturday, I know today's Friday if you're listening, Saturday, May 21st,
okay.
I'm doing a thing. I've hooked up with the Habit Burger. It's a burger chain.
Yeah, of course you hooked up with a burger chain.
Yeah, of course. But I'm actually doing good with this. So the Habit Burger has a food truck that we're sending out to a bunch of locations around Los Angeles. And 100% of the proceeds are going to be going to different charities. So the first one that I'm doing on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Glendale, California.
Glendale, okay.
100% of the proceeds that day that we get all the money from the food truck will go to Hope for Paws for, getting dogs off the street
nice.
And helping animals that are abandoned and stuff like that. So
they can come hang and eat a burger and support dogs.
And it's only $5 for an entire meal.
Oh,
that's
my God.
It.
I'm coming. What time? 11 to 1 on Saturday.
Yeah, 11 to 1.
I want
to
come.
No, 11 to 2, sorry.
Where can people find out more, though?
They go to lunchwithwoody.com.
Okay, got it.
That's lunchwithwoody.com. You get all the details. And, the Habit Burger, they're taking a loss. They're not taking any of the money that we make that day and paying the workers or paying for the truck, everything.
That's so cool.
All the money goes for Hope for Paws. So that's on the 21st.
Okay.
And then on the 28th in Long Beach, California, we're going to have the Habit Burger out there again, and 100% of the proceed goes to lymphoma research.
Wow.
So if anybody can make out to one of those locations, that would be great. All the info is at lunchwithwoody.com.
Look at you doing good work, giving
back. I'm trying. And if you can't make it, I understand it's all good, but if you just happen to be in
the
area,
stop by.
That's
a fun thing to
do
on the weekend.
Yeah.
Like go support a good cause and eat a burger with Menace.
Easy.
I would do that every day if I could.
Thank you.
Yeah. So check it out.
So that's what
fun.
I have going on. That's my whole agenda for the next couple months. We have a third location, too, which is going to be in June.
Can they keep checking out the Woody? What is it?
Lunchwithwoody.com.
Lunch with Woody, because it's your website.
Yeah, because I'm part of the Woody Show, which is a morning show that you can hear Monday through Friday on Alt-98.7.
It's a big time show.
In L.A. It's crazy. Yeah, it's been doing very well here.
Proud of you, Menace.
Thank you. So we're trying to do good.
It's good. I'm glad you're doing good.
Shout out to The Habit. Thank you for
The Habit Burger. I've never had one, so.
Oh, you're going to have to.
I'm coming. Speaking of coming, we're still in masturbation month.
Yeah, we are.
And we've got our giveaway contest. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the contest button, which is a new fun button on our website. Find out what we've got going on this month. There's a contest, How You Self-Love. Everyone masturbates a little bit differently. And if you email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, tell us your masturbation routine. Do you like candles, porn? Do you got a playlist, whatever you do, let us know. It ends this week, the contest, so send it in now. feedback@sexwithemily. We'll choose our favorite submissions to win some pretty great Masturbation Month prizes. We don't mess around. We're not sending you some schlocky toys or products.
No.
Schlocky. They're good stuff. Okay.
I don't know what schlocky means. I'm
I know
gonna
it's
have
a
to Google
it's
that.
A Yiddish word, and it means like, right. Yucky. I don't know where I just whipped it out of. It's like I'm talking to my grandmother.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from, but it did. So they're nice products that fun things that you should win on Masturbation Month.
That's great.
Okay, so there's that. And we've also had some great shows lately. We released the one Trans Pan and San Francisco.
How'd that go over? Venus that was a
Lux.
Great guest.
That was a great show with Venus Lux. We put out two shows a week. People love that show. It was amazing. So check it out. We've got so many good shows.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we got a little bit of sex in the news here before we get in deep dive into masturbation. Female gorillas turn to gay relationships when they tire of male gorilla rejection.
Really?
Yes. So while studying the behavior of mountain gorillas in Rwanda, this professor noticed homosexual behaviors in a number of females. His research indicates that female gorillas derive pleasure from their sexual experiences with other females. The first officially documented example of same-sex sexual relationships of female mountain gorillas. And it says that 18 of the 22 participated in gay sexual activities, including courtship displays. He compares female sexual gorillas to human women, saying they can shift from homosexual to heterosexual sex. Mm. We always talk about women like being on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Given all these observations come from wild groups, not gorillas held in captivity, it is obvious that homosexual activity is part of the gorilla's natural behavior. But here's the interesting thing. Apparently, some of these sexual encounters were interrupted by aggressive males, while other males seemed totally unfazed by it. So the study is suggesting that gay sex is the result of females growing weary of male rejection. So females. So females, yeah. That women females, gorillas, are turning to other gorillas. Usually they're with male gorillas. Mm-hmm. But like, this gorilla is not bringing home the bananas. And so I'm going to hook up with a woman. Like, you know, we always say that women who have a tough time with men, that they're going to hook up with they're going to like turn lesbian. And I don't know if this study is saying that necessarily. I haven't talked to many women, but I think, you know, people just make decisions about things for different reasons. But it's more likely that a woman could kind of fluctuate back and forth between like being in a lesbian relationship, being a straight, where men typically don't run on that spectrum.
I'm still blown away about that podcast that we did with what is it?
The Venus Lux?
No. Four.
Oh, Wild Horses.
Wild Horses.
That was a great one.
I don't know why I said four. But the Wild Horses. Women. Four horses. The Wild Horses. Because we were talking to one of them, and she said, like, she was just hanging out with this girl that happened to be a lesbian. She's never, ever thought that she would ever hook up with a woman. And then eventually she became in a relationship with one.
She's like, I never would have thought. I was dating men for years. Yeah, happens all the time.
Yeah, still blown away by it.
So but one day I might turn up with my new girlfriend. We never know.
It's funny, though, because I have a friend who in college, she got roomed up with lesbians, right? And she never thought she was lesbian or anything like that. And then she just started hooking up and dating lesbians, right?
Right.
And even years afterwards, after college, continued, because that's who she surrounded herself with. That's who her friends were. And then immediately after she moved to a different area and she wasn't around that, started dating guys again.
And she's never gone back?
And she's never gone
back. That's interesting. Yeah. It's like she was socialized and like raised around that. I know women have gone back and forth. That's, I wonder, but I don't know.
But she says that being in that atmosphere, she thought she was a lesbian.
But I'm sure she really was attracted to women. She probably still is, but thought, you know, I'd like to be with a man right now. No, that happens. More so you don't hear that with...
The better question is, how much did the person get paid to do the research about the gorillas, right? And then what do you do with that information afterwards? Is my tax money going to that? Because I cry every time.
I know. You hear the studies about like the iPhone.
Every time I look at my paycheck and see all the taxes taken out, I'm like, because you hear about all this research. I mean, what do you do?
I don't know.
What do you do with that information?
In Rwanda, what do you do with
that? Even if that information was with...
He thinks females might participate in homosexual activities to decrease the overall motivation of other females to have heterosexual sex.
Okay,
thus reducing other women's reproductive success. So either they're doing it to get back at other women, or they're doing it because they're attracted to women and they're weary of men.
Like, forget that it's gorillas. What about if it's...
We always start with animals.
What about if it's humans? Like, who cares about that information?
Because people, who cares about sex information and research and attraction, signs of attraction?
No, but I'm just saying, like, if that's what the person ends up preferring, like, who cares, you know?
Well, you're just so liberal and open.
I guess
you're
I am.
San Francisco, and I guess some people would like the science behind
Middle America needs answers on why why women need to be
lesbians. I forget sometimes.
Lesbians?
I forget sometimes, you know, having grown up, I mean, my formative years in San Francisco and being in California, that people are not as accepting of everything.
I mean, people are fighting over effing bathrooms, I guess, you know, like,
I know,
how great is our country that the things that we're bitching and moaning about is bathrooms.
Think about that, people. For transgender women and men. Yeah, no, I get it. I understand. Like why people, is that's really going to impact the world? Like, there's so many. I just hate the people who are fighting against. It's like, I'd rather have you go towards what your agenda is. Mm-hmm. And like, there's got to be some positive energy you can put into rather than fighting bathrooms. Like something that's always the better choice. Towards like your cause rather than anti. But
again, I just want people that when they're like bitching and moaning about anything, just think how great your life is that you're able to do that.
Yes.
Instead of being in another country where you're trying to find something to eat or you can't even do that. Like in China, women were banned from eating bananas because it's
too
sexual.
True. Right. Like I was doing a bit.
You know, it's
in public or like at home, anywhere.
Or just like over the web because like. The webcam girls, which don't do anything sexual anyways, like they eat bananas on the webcam.
In China?
So the Chinese government has figured out like, wait a minute, that's way too sexual. And so they've banned that.
Bananas out of everything.
Yeah. So again, when you're bitching in your own life, I just want you to, you know, think about that kind of stuff.
Like, they're really good.
You might
be
banned from eating
people.
Bananas.
Right, exactly. Like,
I'm
sorry. Damn good here.
I just wanted to sink
God
in
bless.
With people.
No, that's know, good.
Before
madness.
They
that's
bitch
good.
And moan about something.
Yeah, don't bitch and moan about that. Think about how you could have more pleasure in your life and how you can send love to the people around you, which we're going to get into in a minute. But first, we're going to give a little shout out to our sponsors because we love you.
All right.
Okay, ladies, I'm happy to tell you about the Tango by WeVibe. You've probably heard me talk about the Tango before. It's possibly the most perfect mini vibe that I've ever tried. I'm always amazed at how many ways you can use this precious and powerful little vibe. It's a lipstick shape with an angled tip, and it makes it possible to either pinpoint a specific spot or apply to a wider area depending on how you hold it. It's only 3.5 inches long, and you can use it as a clitoral vibe during solo play or during intercourse. What's most impressive about the Tango is its power. I mean, wow. I've had my Tango for years now, and I'm still blown away every time I turn it on. It has 8 vibration modes, all controlled by a single button. The rechargeable battery gives you up to 2 hours of play on a single charge. Like all my favorites from WeVibe, the Tango is waterproof, body safe, and super high quality. To add the Tango to your collection, which you totally should, just go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Tango banner, and use code Emily for a special discount. Okay, let's get into our topic. It's all about getting in the mood, Menace.
Ooh, getting in the mood.
Yeah. What gets you in the mood to, well, we're really talking about masturbation. What gets you in the mood for masturbation?
What gets me in the, I see, that's where I think women and men differ, because guys don't really need a setup. I mean, it's hilarious.
Thought comes in your head.
Yeah, thought comes in my head. But, I mean, I don't need any kind of setup or anything. You know, you just do it if you have time. But what's hilarious, if anybody listens to Howard Stern, which I suggest they do on SiriusXM, which is, it's an amazing show. Forget about all the, like,
porn star stuff in the past. He's amazing right now. Yeah,
like he's great interviews, and but he always does talk about his masturbation routine, which is freaking hilarious. He talks about how he uses an iPad to watch porn, and then he has like he has tissues that he holds the iPad with, and
he doesn't want to get dirty.
Yeah,
so
and then he has tissues that he keeps in his underwear to keep everything clean, and then he has to shuffle after he's done over to the trash can to throw away the tissues and all kinds of crazy routines. Like, I know, I understand, like, people do have their
right.
routine.
You don't
know?
Have a routine?
No, I don't. But I'm sure, like, in the past, I did.
Right.
You
That's
know,
funny
like,
that. Yeah, well, we're talking about.
Because you would have to hide it. But when you're living on your own.
You just splooge all over the bed.
Whatever.
Your girlfriend's really happy
Clean
about
it
that.
Up later.
But it's. Yeah, I get it. I
yeah,
get
but
it.
Do,
I get
you,
it.
Do you. I'm sure as a female, you might have a better, more thought out routine.
It is a little more thought out. Yeah. And I think that this is the thing that I want to share with everyone is that, you know, we hear from so many, you know, couples or women and men who just, you know, thinking like my partner's just not in the mood for sex. They're not really, you know, they don't get turned on. They just don't, they're not on board the sexual train. They're sort of shut down for business. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how to even get in the mood for sex, for masturbation, because especially for women, you're right. Men like have a thought, they race home, they get their car and they jack off and they're done. I'm not saying that's every man, but for women, It's our mind. Like, our brain is our largest sex organ and has to get on board with sex. So we often have to start thinking about, like, thoughts and things that turn us on so we can get going towards masturbation. Because it's so important to masturbate. That's why we have a whole month dedicated to it. Some people, their whole lives dedicated to it, like myself. But it's because it will help with everything you do. I mean, there's health benefits. It's, like, stress reliever. And also, if you're... It helps you keep... It helps stoke your desire for sex. And the more you masturbate, the more you touch yourself, the more you learn about all the pleasure you can have, like the more sex you're going to want, the more you're going to want to masturbate. And it got me thinking about this because, again, a lot of women are like, I don't have time to masturbate. I've got 2 kids at home or my life's so busy. Unlike men who'd be like, I'm going to make time because I got a boner right now and I'm going to do it. So if you're one of those women who's like, I can't quite figure out how to fit it in, we're going to give you some tips for that and for the men or women who love you and want to help you with that. But it started getting me thinking, something that's gotten me to work out. Yeah, I've always been like a workout person, but I go and like, you know, have my dips where I don't. And I realize that like, this is such a basic thing that people do. And I started lying out my clothes before in the morning. So I'm like, okay, I wake up, I step, there's my tennis shoes, my running clothes, and I just step into them and I leave. And it was so much easier to work out. I'd never tried that before. I know people do that, lay out the clothes the night before, but it was like, it got me going. So then I started thinking about that. It kind of reminded me of masturbation, and that how you have to have your environment set up in a way that's like conducive for you and inspire you to masturbate. So if you're like, I want to do it, but the door doesn't lock and the lube's across the room and I haven't charged my vibrator and someone's going to come home, or my, you know, all these reasons why not to. But if you have like a certain thing that triggers you when you walk in like a good way, like you have your like toy sitting out already charged or lube, or maybe it's your favorite song, and you could start setting up triggers or put on your calendar, whatever it is to get you going, that will help. And I know that it comes easy for most men, but we, you know, it can be still a new activity for a lot of women, and they just haven't quite gotten into it. And we also just take longer to warm up. So we have to sometimes, for women, it's like on the way home, if you're like, oh, tonight I want to masturbate, you could start like thinking about a sexy time, you, the most recent time you were with someone where you were really turned on. This is something you bring into masturbation as well. We have to like conjure up things. Yes.
But also, I, you know, I've been talking about this for years. I always kind of use masturbation as a tool to be able to last longer when I'm actually having sex,
right?
You know, I mean, they always said it was pre-gaming too, but it was also just like, you know, a process to help out when you're actually having sex,
right? Because you know? Then you won't, you can come again. You won't, you'll last.
You're longer. Not as excited, maybe. I mean, I maybe that's weird to say. Like, yeah, definitely, I'm excited about having sex with this person. But
you just had your release, so
yeah,
no, that's true. So let's talk about some tips to get yourself in the mood for masturbation.
Marijuana,
tequila. Is a great, I saw with a friend the other night, and she's like, "Yeah, I can only have an orgasm when I'm high." She's like, that's
"Are you
the only
serious?"
Time. Yeah, I mean, that can help for some people.
I think
that was the only sex advice my mom ever gave me. She doesn't smoke pot. She's like, maybe you should smoke a joint.
Are you serious? Yeah. Relax.
I was like 19. She's like, do you ever try smoking a little? I was like, Mom, no. Really? But
there's a certain brownie out there that I swear they must put Viagra in it or something.
A brownie?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
There's like some...
Where do they sell it?
They sell it at a dispensary in Los Angeles,
oh.
I heard.
Oh, it's
allegedly.
Really... Oh, it's a dispensary that actually sells a marijuana brownie that's for... It's like a Viagra brownie?
Yeah, but
brownie?
No, but it's not meant to be.
Oh,
but for some reason, it has that effect.
See, an edible. Because sometimes they can just kind of like, ugh, yeah. Make you lethargic. But not this magic brownie.
Allegedly.
Should we get him as a sponsor?
We should. It has XXX on it.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but it's wherever you're at. Menace will
which I heard
you.
From a friend.
You heard it from a friend, for
yeah.
sure. That's great.
But so it has different strokes for different folks.
So I mean, you made your erection last longer?
Allegedly.
Your friend.
Just kidding.
Your friend,
yeah, no,
you measured
no.
the time that your friend's erection took to
but it definitely has enhanced it. I mean, I know a lot of people like, oh, marijuana's not my thing. Then, of course, it's not your thing. And then I think alcohol definitely used to be that vice for me, whatever, because I didn't suffer from whiskey wiener.
Right.
It did the exact opposite, but I'm like totally
you don't
off.
Drink anymore.
Drinking.
Much, right.
It's terrible. It makes you feel like
I know.
Shit.
And you used to take it to the next level. So.
And I used to say, like, oh, yeah, just drink some tequila, but nah, don't.
I know.
Do that
I'm so glad you don't say that anymore. Now you're just pushing drugs, but that's cool. Whatever
it's
it is, a glass of wine. I'm kidding. I know.
I'm
whatever marijuana feel. I'm just saying.
And I honestly, I don't. I rarely ever.
I know. You don't eat edible.
Smoke.
You wouldn't get anywhere.
I'm not. I smoke weed or anything every single day.
No, but it's people
maybe
talk about the medicinal
once every 2 months or whatever.
Right. Or before the show. We
or before the show.
Okay. Right. There's a lot of different things they can do. Whatever it is that relaxes you. Meditation, deep breaths. Mm-hmm. You want to get into that, get into the mood? Marijuana? Who
no,
knows?
No, you definitely have to, like, not psych yourself out.
Right.
Because you're like, oh, I want to, oh, I finally get to have sex with this person. Oh, I want to make sure I'm going to do the best, blah, blah, blah. And that's when the time that you last, like, 2 seconds.
Exactly.
You know?
So then you, right. You let it go. For women, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But for women, it can help if you know that you're seeing a partner and you haven't been as turned on, like to master. Like, I feel like the more I masturbate, the more that I want sex. Mm-hmm. So so here's some suggestions that you can jumpstart your self-loving routine.
All right, do
okay?
it.
So this is huge, 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 huge. I know this has been a problem for me when I haven't been able to get down to business, and that is to eliminate distractions. So you want to make time for it, no matter what. Ideally, you have more time, you know, than a lot of people, but, you know, sometimes it's good just to get it out you want to have a quickie rather than nothing at all. So this actually came from a listener, an email from a listener to get us warmed up here. Mm-hmm. He was the week one winner of How You Masturbate. We have our contest going. So this was his example. This was how he masturbates, right?
All right.
Dear Emily, I really enjoy the show and thought that I would send you an email about how I typically self-love. I'm a 38-year-old male from Arizona. I don't have much time to enjoy masturbating with two young girls around, so I have to do my best to rub one out when I can. I speed home from work, so I have 10 minutes before my daughter's bus shows up to relieve myself. I burst into the house and shuffle the dog into the backyard. I can see the disappointment in my dog's face because she's so happy to see me, but I'm on a mission. I grab my phone
to try
some online inspiration. I drop my drawers, hit the bed. I usually don't get real far before the dog is barking in the backyard, both the neighbors dog. And distracting me. I scurry to the back door with my pants around my ankles to let the dog in. I'm running behind now. I make my way back to bed with my half-heart erection. I pull out my phone and start trying to find something else fun to look at. By now, my dog has made it to the side of the bed and is begging for me to let her up. This is exhausting. I won't be able to do this with her making all this noise. I throw her on the bed and get back to work. I have only minutes now and need to get busy. I have to skip the light porn and dial up something hardcore to make this happen quick. I jerk it fast and hard. I have to put a pillow to block my dog's view of what I'm doing. I know, Matt.
This person is speaking to my heart.
I know. This is why we're reading this. I finish in some dirty laundry and barely have time to zip my pants before running out the door to pick up my kids off the bus. It's kind of sad, but this routine happens more than I like to admit. Thanks for your hard work, our friend in Arizona.
Oh, man.
It's a good one, right?
It's hilarious.
We got to do it.
I don't know how many shows ago, but I was talking about the dog because...
The dog, I know.
I mean, because you love the dog, but the dog stares you in the face and...
He doesn't know.
They know.
He's not going,
they know.
Like,
you don't. So what? You don't know if they know.
Who cares if they know?
It's very...
What, are you going to start telling all the other dogs in the dog park?
No, but you're like, oh, because the dog is such a sweet...
A brownie, and the next thing I know, he's having sex for 16 hours.
Yeah, he had this huge erection. No, it's just like, I don't know. It just feels weird.
I know, the dog
weird.
Thing is an interesting debate.
It feels weird.
My dog, I just pushed to the corner. She fell asleep.
You can give edibles to your dog now, apparently.
No, I don't want to do that. Why would you do that?
Get that dog to shut up. At least my dog doesn't bark.
Give your dog edibles.
I don't. But
they're sure they do have edibles for
they
dogs.
They do.
That makes total sense.
They do,
sense.
Maybe. But you got to figure out that barking situation.
I think you just got to train your dog to be outside. Like, give him a bone. Give him a freaking bone with meat. One of those meaty bones,
yes.
And then he'll let you have sex.
That's when it should be feeding time.
Exactly.
See we're working this out together.
I got this.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay. So, but for women, listen, to eliminate distractions, okay? Time manage your masturbation, set aside time, and for men too, a good amount of time. If you know that sometimes it takes you a while to get in the mood, don't give yourself 30 minutes just to get down and busy. Set aside enough time so you don't feel rushed. Also, you want to treat this time as sacred. Turn off your phone, which actually I've been doing lately. I actually leave my phone outside my bedroom when I go to bed at night.
Wow.
I got a clock in my room. Yeah, because I'm falling asleep, like looking at Snapchat or something. It's like, that's not the energy
you
want. You
love the Snapchat now.
I know. I love it. lock your door if you need to. Surrender to the moment. Whether you're able to climax or not, you'll be glad that you set this time. So remember, this is a practice. This is something that's going to take some time. It could take some time, but this is where we're exploring new erogenous zones and going deeper into your pleasure. So you also want to de-stress. Stress, number one killer of your sex drive. For men, women, couples, we come home, we're stressed. It's the last thing on our mind. So it's so crucial to rid yourself of any tension before you hit the bedroom. What happened in the day, no matter what, work, your mom called, wardrobe malfunction, parking ticket, leave it at the front door. If you need to meditate, exercise, take a bath, I meditate at night. I do take baths sometimes, not enough, but when I do, I'm totally in the mood. Because it just brings you down, and you're like, you get that. It brings you down to this level of, like, calm. You haven't seen me that way, but it happens. Do whatever you need to do to unwind. And the less nagging thoughts that are in your head bouncing around, the more room there is for the masturbation happy, friendly thoughts, or sexy, dirty thoughts, or whatever kind of thoughts you have. So, yeah. You also, Menace, the next thing, you want to create a space for yourself. Like, make
sure.
A masturbation space. Like, I have, like, a meditation space. So there's so much research out here that shows that your environment has a huge impact on your state of mind. Like, my house was a cluttered mess, and now I'm working on making it a lot better, and I already feel like it's more of my home right now. And the same goes for your bedroom, for wherever it is that you masturbate. So you want stuff, you don't want, and this is even for a couple, you don't want the TV, I know you probably have a TV in your bedroom, but just take all the stuff of work out of your, all that, make it like as happy and serene as you can, and peaceful, remove clutter, work, yeah, dirty laundry.
Oh, you would hate it. There's like so much electronic shit in my room.
Oh, it's crazy. So bad, you're gonna die. Now, also, you want to you want to kind of stage like a self-seduction, like you are seducing yourself. So you light candles. You can do these cool neon, the new color changing LED lights. Have you seen these? So mm-hmm. They got sent to me. It's called LIFX, right?
Yeah, you have one. We
put it on. Yeah, you screwed in my bulb that night.
No, I didn't.
It was already there.
I observed the screwing.
Oh, okay. So it connects to an app on your smartphone. It changes colors and it sets the themes for different moods. And it's a great setting for masturbation. You can even be like, it's the coolest thing. We all have one. I love them. Mm-hmm. It's called LIFX, the light bulb. But anyway, you can just like be like, oh, this is like, yes, sir. Sometimes you need. When I'm talking about your environment, I'm talking about, like, there might be certain sounds, like there might be a candle that gets you in the mood. It might be a lighting, like when my light goes to this like orangey strobey light that you can do, like that makes me in the mood. So you want to set the scene. For men, same thing. Whatever you got to make into a love den, you might just need a sock. I don't know what it is. I feel like men are always coming into their socks. Music is a great thing. You want all the senses like on board. Sound, sight, touch, scent. And do the things that you would do if you were going to seduce someone or you wanted to be turned on. Like, how would you turn yourself on? So, it helps to think sexy thoughts to get your brain on board. So, again, Vic Menace, I think that for men, a lot of times your sexy thoughts are just popping up here and there. And for women, porn, great way to do it.
Yeah, but... I'm sure you're not watching porn every time.
No, fantasizing. Uh-huh. But a lot of women are just, you know, they're thinking
about... Is it sporadic or is it something that you've set up?
It's...
When it's masturbation time.
I think it's both. It could be something that just happened. Like if I just had like a particularly hot sex sesh. Yeah. Or I would...
Wait, after you already had sex, you're going to masturbate again?
No, I'm saying like if recently or there's something fresh in my mind or like a new person I'm dating, I'll like think about different flickers of being with him. Like moments. And that's kind of like what I do mostly, or different scenarios, like think about like women together, watch lesbian porn. Yeah, like most women. Totally. So you also fantasize. Again, you don't have to watch porn. You can just fantasize in your head. That could be just as great for a lot of people. But here's the other thing about fantasy. That's also a practice. So there's a lot of people I've run into and like, you know, I don't fantasize. I don't know what turns me on. I don't know what I think about. And actually, a lot of this work I'm doing with Celeste Danielle at my Somatica training is about 6 months of training, but it is going to be about like being a Somatica practitioner, is helping people realize what truly turns them on, men and women. Like you think you know, but there might be stuff that you've repressed. And also if you just really don't know, like ways to like create scenarios that you know will get you there, because so many of us have a hard time getting in the mood for sex. So, there's like erotica, you can listen to it, you can read, all that stuff. Female-friendly porn, Erica Lutz has a site, X Confessions. It's a feminist porn site. It has a compilation of erotic short films. Monthly subscriptions, $27. It's a very popular site, though. We Love Good Sex, created by 20-something Lucy Blush, covers some of the best porn sites for women. If you don't know where to start, it's a great place. It can show all of them to you. Tumblr, great place for porn right now. Yeah, you've got GIFs, you've got images, you've got short video clips that like can lead you down the path to finding like a lot of great stuff. Lady Cheeky, we love Lady Cheeky's site. Check her out on Tumblr. It's one of the top-rated female-friendly erotic Tumblr sites. And then Porn for Men.
Duh.
Need my help here? Sky's the limit. Nothing. Pornhub, YouPorn, plenty of sites out there. And then for fetishes, we got kink.com, Burning Angel, Beautiful Agony that just shows women's faces, orgasming, and men's.
Oh, speaking of, have you heard about Sexbit yet? Did you hear about that?
Sexbit.
Yeah.
Like a
so
Fitbit?
It's like, yeah, I think it's YouPorn or one of those companies. They came up with a website where it's like basically working out, but you do different sex positions and you time yourself and you get points and all kinds
really?
Of stuff.
Really? So it encourages couples to have sex together? That's really cool.
Yeah,
I know
like,
that there's a
supposedly
few
like working out type thing.
Measure. Yeah. We've had sex as many times this week. I think that'd be great. Can you do it for masturbation too?
I'm sure you could, where you earn different points and it's helping you work out.
I think the point thing works. Like, I like doing it with my walking, my steps.
Uh-huh.
And I have a meditation app where it says, like, I've meditated, like, 85 hours this year.
Jeez.
I know, right? That could have been, like...
Lucky.
curing cancer or something, but I am meditating with all that time. Okay.
That's
so
good.
Yeah. So fantasize. Okay. It's a very important skill for women to develop. Like I said, research shows women who are able to fantasize have a better chance of reaching orgasm. And this was something I can relate to because it did not come naturally to me. Like, most of my thoughts are, like, anxious thoughts. Like, what did I do? I didn't do this. I got to do that. Like, I can't relax. So I really had to, like, find what turned me on.
Well,
porn.
We've always said it's, like, in your head most of the time on all this. Everything.
Everything is in your head. And most of the stuff we can create is in our head. And most of our limitations are in our head. And most of the things you tell yourself that you can't fantasize, you can't have an orgasm, you can't have 16 orgasms, or you can't stay hard, a lot of it is in our head. I understand your body might not be on board with that, but once you get your head on board, your body will follow. So just get in touch with what you're feeling, you know, emotionally, physically at the time. Think about sexy scenarios, and then you'll have a lot of material for your masturbation bank. Another important thing about getting in the mood, sex toys. For a lot of people, can be seen as the very sure thing. Like, if you're not sure you're going to masturbate, you're not going to get over, Fleshlight for men. We like the womanizer. We like the magic wand. And also deep breathing. I'm telling you, it helps with everything. Breathing. And lube. Lube and breath. Kill me now. That's all I need. Okay. So let's get on to some emails.
All right. I love it.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you. And do you know that now it's so easy? You just go to the website. You could ask us a question straight from the site. Just click on the Ask Emily tab, select Ask a Question, and then ask away. Also include your name, your age, where you're listening from, and how you listen.
Love it.
Hey, Emily, I have a very interested story/question for you. Just looking for your opinion or helpful info. Here we go. I've been married to my sexy wife for 8 years. We've been together for 10. We are very sexually active and adventurous. We love each other very much. She's a longtime friend. She has a longtime friend that brought up a possible foursome between us and her husband. Dr. Drew's my boy, so I know what he would say, but I'm an Emily listener too.
So what would Drew say?
Drew would say, don't do it. Don't have a foursome. It's not great
Emily.
In a relationship. Emily's open to hearing what's going on with these people. So I've had multiple conversations with my wife about boundaries and what we are okay with. What I gather is neither couple wants to do a swap, more like have sex in front of each other and enjoy the experience. Girl on girl is cool, but don't want to turn into a show instead of a group thing. They've discussed, we've discussed, and we were all discussed together before it happens, if it happens. So, is there any questions that should be asked, or do you have any advice? Sorry so long. Thanks, Fluffernutter.
Fluffernutter.
I love it.
All right.
That's great. Start with that. No. So just call yourself Fluffernutter. That'll turn everyone on. Okay, listen. You and your wife, I love this Fluffy. Can I just call you Fluffy for short? You and your wife discuss personal boundaries. Great place to start. But with this type of group scenario, the main focus is on each couple's experience. So you got to set boundaries there too within each couple. Then it can be discussed as a group. So know your limits that you and your wife have. Like, we don't want them watching this particular act, or I don't, you know, there's no kissing, or there's no, I don't know what it is, cuddling. There's no touching below the belt. You make up your own rules. So if you enjoy a little backdoor play, but only in private, you don't want your wife to slip you the, you know, pinky in the middle of sex with the partner, with your best friend in the room. I totally get it. And then you mentioned girl on girl. Are you comfortable with that? And really picture it, like, how far are you comfortable with it going? What will the guys be doing in the meantime? How close is the bed? You know, privacy and discretion is also important. Since these are your friends, you got to lay down some rules for the privacy of this bed, because anytime you miss sex and friendship or sex and anything, there's going to be a risk. So if one person likes what they see, they want to take it further, you know, you just got to make sure that you're 100% comfortable. So I think you're going about this right. You just need a little more specifics nailed down with your partner and then talk about it with your friends. But don't rush into it. Remember, there is no rush for this. It's great that you guys are thinking about ways to make things interesting, but you just want to make sure you're on solid ground.
And again, if there's any little hint that there might be jealousy,
murmur,
don't do it.
Exactly.
But if you think it's going to be all good, then go for it.
Yeah. And I would just take a while to think about that. But yeah, I like that you are talking about it. Sounds like you're on the right track, Fluffy. Okay, I think that's all we got time for.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap, baby.
It was so much fun.
Happy Masturbation Month. Go see Menace and eat burgers with him and support a really good charity. It's tomorrow, the 21st,
and then the 28th. Yeah. Okay. One's for... animals, and the other is for lymphoma research. So if you can come out, please do. If you can't, don't worry. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
It's cool. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for checking it out. Okay. And I'm Fellow Menace everywhere. At Menace.
At Menace. Yeah.
Okay. And I love you all. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Sex toys are kind of like potato chips. You start with one and you immediately want more. If that sounds familiar, I want you to head over to your local Hustler Hollywood store. There are Hustler Hollywood stores all over where you'll find an assortment of erotica, sexy lingerie, and of course, the best sex toys on the market. Each store is filled with an attractive, eye-catching displays with all the top intimate products on the market, and their knowledgeable and friendly staff are there to help with any questions you might have. Whether you're shopping with a partner or for yourself, if you want to take your sex life to the next level, Hustler has all the products you need to get there. So in the words of Hustler, sex is free. We sell the accessories. So mention Sex with Emily when you check out. Get 20% off your purchases. And if you're an online shopper, no problem. Hustler's got you covered. You go to HustlerHollywood.com. Use code EMILY20 at checkout and you get 20% off your first order. That's HustlerHollywood.com, code EMILY20.